There are about eight countries which are significant oil producers in sub-Saharan Africa. For those eight countries, the decline in oil prices from around $100 or so per barrel to well below that since the late 2014 has had a very dramatic effect. The immediate effect, of course, is to reduce the amount of export earnings they have. But the fiscal accounts or receipts that the government typically receives have also declined dramatically. And this has been a very significant shock to the oil-producing countries.
What is the impact on ordinary people in those eight countries?
This has had a significant impact on people and standards of living in those countries. Imported goods are much more expensive. I mean, some countries have had to devalue, depreciate their exchange rates. So that has translated into more expensive imported goods. So that's been a major impact. In Angola, for example, the subsidies that they had on fuels have been done away with. So the average person has seen a significant increase in how much they have to pay for fuel. This is a very direct impact this has had on the livelihoods of people. And the squeeze on the fiscal accounts has also seen less government revenue, some government projects failing to proceed, so a lot of stalled public investment projects.
What are the knock-on effects on non-oil-producing countries in Africa?
Okay, so here's the subtle part. In principle, this has been a positive effect because they now have to pay less for oil prices. So in those countries, you've seen lower oil prices for consumers to some degree. Also kind of their overall external accounts, there's less of a need to spend dollars, scarce dollars on oil. So for most oil importers, the benefits have been more positive than negative.
There are some countries that are planning to begin oil production soon. I'm thinking of Tanzania and Mozambique. Is that a good idea in the current climate?
I mean, those countries haven't started producing yet, so they will not feel the effect of lower prices yet. In fact, the key question is, at current lower oil and gas prices, will the investments that are necessary to go forward? And I think the view is that the fines are so significant that these projects will go forward. And from a government policy perspective, I think it's important to facilitate this production. It's a little bit like finding precious material in the ground. Just because you're afraid of the adverse effects, you don't leave that material in the ground.
To what extent is economic diversification the answer to the falling oil price?
That is the way to make such swings in commodity prices less harmful. But I think that's more of a medium-term objective. Of course, things need to be done now to facilitate that. But I think, you know, in terms of the focus for policymakers, I think it's how to fine-tune policies now to cope with this shock. The near-term focus has to be on adjustment to the much more difficult external environment. But over the medium term, you know, facilitating structural transformation and economic diversification is paramount. And of course, some of the policies that have to be taken in the near term are also conducive to that. So, for example, more investment in key infrastructure that will unlock more agricultural exports or energy production. You know, without energy production, without adequate electricity, it's difficult to have manufacturing